The Bush administration's EPA rule will use a cap-and-trade program to reduce mercury. That means that overall mercury emissions will go down over time. But some dirtier power plants can buy the rights to emit higher levels of mercury. That could cause mercury hotspots. Higher levels of mercury in nearby lakes would work up the food chain and concentrate in fish. Mercury can cause neurological damage, especially to young children. The toxin can also be passed on to fetuses. Canadian studies last year already have shown higher levels of mercury in people who regularly eat Great Lakes fish. The problem is expected to become more severe in mercury hotspots. Historically, walleye has had more mercury than most types of fish in the Great Lakes, but other large fish, such as trout and salmon, can also have higher levels of mercury in their flesh. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.